Amen.
Sing the song, Victory is Mine. Amen.
Mas o ar. We know you are going to Dear Lord, even as we attend to the reading of your word, O God, you are the author of the Lord Jesus. We pray that, O God, the Holy Spirit now will sweep away the word of God from the pulpit here to the pews, Lord. The Lord will touch each and every one, O God. Father, we believe that, Lord, all that, Lord Jesus, you have, O God, for us has already, Lord, been done, God. We have come, that Lord, we have come with faith, Lord, to come and receive from you, Lord Jesus. So bless your word, O God, and make it a living bread, Lord, unto us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please, God, you bless you. Let's listen. Then to Hebrews 2, 9 and 10.
Amen.
Amen.
And then we shall read the 17th verse also. Let's turn to Hebrews 2, 9 and 10. Let's hear the word of God. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things,
amen,
in bringing many sons unto glory,
amen,
to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. Let's jump to verse 17. Wherefore, in all things, it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. Amen. Then we shall read 1 Corinthians 15:55. 1 Corinthians 15:55. Christ, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?
Amen.
Lord, we've read your word.
Amen.
Bless
Amen.
It now, Lord, and make it a living bread unto us.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Shall we be seated? And church, God, we bless you. I thank all of you for your prayers. One is away. Amen.
Amen.
And for the testimonies, our pastor is not here, so I had to keep the testimonies and wait until probably
Amen.
On Sunday. Amen. Amen.
So far.
And I think you are looking at my teeth.
Amen.
Please listen to the word of God.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Lord. So if you like, I'll let me smile for you so that everyone sees it, and then you concentrate on the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you for your prayers.
Amen. You need a selfie,
that
brother.
Just see me through. It wasn't easy. Amen. But we're thankful to the Lord that He's always our strength.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So now, before I left, we treated on, oh death, where is your sting? Tonight we will look at the second part of it. Oh grave, where is thy victory? Amen.
Amen.
And it will surely bring in what we went through to connect to today's message also, because all death, where is thy sting? And all grief, where is thy victory? It's just connected. Amen. So now let's look at our scripture again. It said, Jesus, we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels. Oh, my brother. This alone must humble everyone.
Amen.
This alone must humble
Hallelujah.
Everyone.
Amen.
Look at Jesus himself, the creator, allowing himself to be what made lower, a little lower than his own creation. Amen.
Amen.
This must humble us. Anyone that will try to make himself what? Higher than his brother or higher than his sister. My brother, my sister, calm down.
Amen.
Amen. Calm down. Because here, Jesus himself, the creator, allowed himself to make a little lower than the angels. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
For what purpose? For what cause? He allowed his soul. Because when we read in Philippians 2, I believe so, he said, he was in the form of God. Then he took upon himself the form of a servant. And he was made in the likeness of what? Of ourselves. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Why? And here it is. That so that he could taste death for every man.
Amen.
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 He took that position so that he could want this death for every man. Amen. And also, it became him, and it became a responsibility upon him to bring many sons unto glory. See? He did all this because he wanted to bring us unto what? Unto glory. And then also, he said to make our salvation perfect through suffering.
Amen.
So that he could be the captain of it. Oh my.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And he said what again? He said so that he was made, it behooved him, see, to be made like one of us. Oh, thank
Amen.
You, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. He said he was made in the likeness of his brethren that he might be a merciful and faithful what? High priest.
Amen.
Oh, so that pertaining to what? The things of God, so that he can reconcile us back to God. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So he was made sin so that we will be what? Righteous. He was made what? A curse, so that we will be blessed.
Amen.
He took death so that we will receive life.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. And the prophet was saying that the book of Hebrew, see, this book of Hebrew, he said it's one of the deepest and richest books in the Bible. And Hebrew again, he said, it shows. It reasons and shows us that the Old Testament being what? A shadow of the new. Amen. The purpose of it was what? Paul, because the prophet said it was Paul that wrote the book of Hebrew. He said he was trying to show the Old Testament being what? A shadow of the new. Amen. And so if you go to Hebrews 1, verse 1 and 2. It goes right towards to the point. Let's turn to that place. It goes right to the point.
Amen.
Which we have already gone through. It said, God who in sundry times.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in diverse manners spake in time past to the fathers. By what? By the prophets. Mm-hmm. Then verse 2. Hath in this our day has spoken to us by his son.
Amen.
See? sin to us.
Amen.
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 But brother, the message that we have today is from Jesus Christ himself.
Amen.
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 It's from him himself.
Amen.
Oh, so it's not a small message that we have. He has spoken to us by his son in this our day. The prophet said, in that day, he spoke by the prophets. But this day, through his son. Amen. He said, in that day, it was the word of the prophets. Day. But in this day, it is what? In the word of the son.
Amen.
And then he said, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
He said, in other words, if you are looking at the shadow or a negative, you may make what? Mistakes. Isn't it true?
Amen.
Looking at what the shadow or negative, you may well want to make a mistake.
Yes.
If Sister Lillian now, we see her shadow on the wall, we will never know the kind of what colors, the dress that she's wearing.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So you may want to make a mistake. Then he said, but this day it is what developed.
Amen.
And the picture is clear.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
See? Now the picture is clear. That's why we have what? Revelation 10:7. That in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he will begin to sound,
Amen.
Every mystery of God Amen. Will be finished.
Amen.
As he had declared unto what? His servant, the prophets. Amen.
Amen.
So everything is clear now. Oh, the Godhead. We know that it's not what? Three.
Amen.
Everything is clear. The serpent seed in the Garden of Eden, we know that it wasn't what the apple matter. We know everything is what? Clear.
Amen.
Amen.
Baptism, we know that it's not in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Everything is what is clear. That is the time we are living in. We have received a message that has been spoken by the Son himself.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Then the prophet said, there isn't a chance to lose. There's not a chance to get it wrong. Amen.
Amen.
That's the privilege which we have. Amen. In this our day, that we have the head of him. Amen.
Amen.
Is that the prophets of old, they were what? Shadowing Jesus Christ. The prophets of old, they were what? Shadowing Jesus Christ. And so he said, the prophets of old, they were the spirit of Jesus Christ. The prophets of old, they were the spirit of what? Jesus Christ. So the prophet even said here, let us take the spirit of God that was in Moses. He said, perfectly. It's the foreshadow of Jesus Christ. He said, all the Old Testament characters foreshadow what? The cross.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So we see Moses as what? A leader. Mm-hmm. Moses as the lawgiver. Moses as an intercessor. Moses as the priest.
Mm-hmm.
And the prophet said, everything that he was foreshadowed what? Christ.
Amen.
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 So let us take one as a lawgiver. He was a lawgiver, and Jesus also what? Is a lawgiver.
Amen.
But now let's see how, by the prophets, and then by the Son. Amen.
Amen.
So Jesus himself said, take note that, let's open to Matthew 5. Turn to Matthew 5, verse 17. He said, take note that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets.
Amen.
I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
Amen.
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 So we are going to see the prophets speaking to the fathers in the old time.
Amen.
And then Jesus speaking to us now. And you see that everything is what is clear. So Jesus starts in
he said in verse 20, he said, "For I say unto you that except your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven." Amen. So there was what? A type of righteousness. There was a righteousness. Amen.
Amen.
And that righteousness was based upon the law.
Amen.
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 And so Jesus is saying, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the Pharisees, there's no case that you can enter into what? Into the kingdom of heaven. Amen.
Amen.
The Pharisees and the scribes, there was the righteousness. Amen. And they were perfect in those righteousness. Because Paul himself could say, touching the righteousness that is in the law, blameless.
Amen.
Amen.
See? Touching the righteousness that is in the law, blameless. That was the righteousness of the fathers in those days, based upon the law. Amen. But Jesus said, except your righteousness exceeds that of what? The scribes and the Pharisees. There's no way that you can not enter into the kingdom of heaven. So let us look at verse 21. It said, ye have heard that it was said of them of what? Old time. You see? You get it? In the old time. You have heard that it was said by them of the old time, thou shalt not kill. And whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of what? Of the judgment. Then verse 22. Now we hear from what, the Son? See? From the prophets. And now we are hearing from the Son now. But he said, but I say unto you,
amen,
that whosoever is angry with his brother without any cause,
yes, sir.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Shall be in danger of what? Of judgment.
Amen.
Everything has become what? Clear. Amen.
Amen.
So killing, not only taking what? Knife or gun or a club and club your brother down and kill him is what? The killing. But even angry without cause. Amen.
Amen.
In the old time, the fathers, the prophets spoke to the fathers, but in this our day, he has spoken to us by his
Amen.
Son and
Amen.
Has made everything what? Clear.
Amen.
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 Go to verse 27. He said, ye have heard that it was said of them of what? Old time, as by the prophets. Amen. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Then verse 28. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh upon a woman and lusts after her hath committed what? Adultery with her already.
Amen.
Amen.
See it? Amen.
Amen.
This our day he has spoken to us by his Son. And all the things that have been in the shadows now has been what? It has been developed. This is now clear. The picture is what? It's clear.
Amen.
And so the righteousness of the Pharisees, you must exceed that righteousness. If not, you can never enter into the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen.
Go to exceed it. Now he said David also was what? A shadow of Jesus Christ. He was also holding what? The Spirit of Christ in him. And so he said, you see, David rejected by his own people. See? Dethroned by his own people. Being the king of Jerusalem. And was driven out of Jerusalem by his own people. And he went up Mount Olive. And he looked back and wept. A rejected king. Amen.
Amen.
Then the prophet said, 800 years from then, the Amen. Son of David, the king of Jerusalem, he also sat on the hill and wept. Because what? He was also a rejected king. A type.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So the prophets of old, they were what? Shadows of the new to come.
Mm.
Amen. He said that was the spirit of Christ in David. All foreshadowed the cross. Those prophets back there, they spoke in his name, they lived in his name, they acted in his name. But today, oh hallelujah,
amen.
He's here in us.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Now let's take the last one more Joseph. See? Joseph was what? Loved by the father and hated by his brethren. He said, same as what? Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He came to his own, and his own rejected him. But the Bible says, you see, that as many that will receive him, to them he gave what? Power to become what? The sons of the living God.
Amen.
So we see that Joseph was sold. Jesus was sold. A type of what? Christ. Joseph was sold for 20 what? 20 pieces of silver. Jesus was sold for what? 30 pieces of silver. And he said, Joseph, there were what? Two people condemned with him in the prison. One was saved, one was condemned. The same also Jesus on the cross, what with what? Two convicts. One was saved, one was lost, condemned.
Amen.
A type of what? Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, when from that position that they were in, Joseph, from that prison condition, he rose up to what? To the right hand side of power. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus also from the cross rose up to what? To the right hand side of what? Majesty.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Same. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
See? And said Joseph, when he's coming, there will be trumpets blowing, and they will command everyone to bow. The prophet said, Jesus also, when he's coming, there will be a trump. Amen. And every knee has to bow, and every tongue has to confess.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
He said, before you can see Pharaoh, you have to pass through Joseph. And before you can come to God, you have to go through what Christ.
Amen.
Say. Amen.
Amen.
And then he said, Joseph, when he died, he left a memorial.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Joseph died, he left a memorial.
Amen.
And when Jesus also died, he left a memorial.
Amen.
Joseph told his people, he said, one of these days, God is coming to visit you. And he's going to take you back to your homeland.
Amen.
And so when I die, don't bury me here.
Amen.
Take my bones along with you and bury me among my fathers.
Amen.
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 And so the bones were there. The bones, the dead bones, became a memorial towards the children of Israel.
Amen.
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 Amen. The prophet was saying that these children of Israel, they will go for their daily task. After they have been whipped, they come back stooping. I'm tired. But praise be to God.
Amen.
There is one thing that always inspired them. They will turn and look at the dry bones.
Yeah.
And then they can say that one of these days, we are going out of here.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That inspired them. That encouraged them. That gave them strength. Amen.
Amen.
Looking at dry bones. And then they know that they have a place to go. And Jesus also left what? A memorial. An empty tomb.
Amen.
Amen. If people can look at what? Dry bones, and be assured that this is not their place. They have a place to go. then we looking at what an empty tomb, which tells us that our Christ Jesus is still alive.
Amen.
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 And has already assured us that he's coming back.
Amen.
That should do something in us. Amen. So, my brother, my sister, if we are here and we really feel comfortable and settled here, then something is what really wrong. Amen. Let's look. Before I left, I read this when we were dealing with death. Where is your sting? I want to read it again. My brother, I like it so much. Amen. He said, now, God had his people with unsettled rest. God had his people with what? An unsettled what? Rest. Why? Because they saw that the time has come. The time was at hand for them to move out. And so they became unsettled. Amen.
Amen.
Always looking forward, when are we going?
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, they were down in Egypt, and we are down here on earth, here on this world. A type. He said, they were out of their right position. My brother, this is not our place.
Amen.
He said, they were out of their homeland. Yes, we are also out of what? Our homeland.
Amen.
He said, they were strangers and pilgrims. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
They were what? Strangers and pilgrims. That's the way how we also have to consider ourselves, that we are strangers and pilgrims here. Amen.
Amen.
And I was giving this instance about what? When you have checked in.
Amen.
When you go to the airport, you have checked in.
Amen.
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 Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And I believe all of us have checked in.
Amen.
Spiritual check-in. The Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And we are among people. Praise the Lord. And always it has to be two groups. So when you have checked in, you enter, you see two types of people. Amen.
Amen.
You see the people of the city.
Amen.
And you see people who are on transit.
Amen.
Amen.
The people of the city, they are worse. They are looking after their wares. Oh, my. Oh, everything looks so nice for them. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But you see another group. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Holding their blockades and looking at the board to see
Amen.
When their next flight.
Amen.
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 When their flight is coming. That's the way how, brethren, we go to the world. Always looking, because we must be, that is it, a type of today. We are unsettled.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
A type of today, we are unsettled here. Oh, it is true, brother. We are unsettled here. Oh, today, Brother Umo is working. Tomorrow, no job. Look at
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Here we have no continuity.
Eh? No continuity here.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, today, baby is laughing and oh, jumping here and there. Oh, tomorrow, he's coughing. Temperature high. My brother, there is something wrong here. That's what the prophet said here.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
See these little children, small time. He said, they will what? Grow up with what? Gray hair. And then they wrinkled up.
Mm.
The prophet said there is something wrong here.
Amen.
Because he never created us to grow old.
Amen.
So something is wrong here.
Yes.
He said this is not home.
No.
in a wrong place.
Amen.
See, so that's why we are what? Pilgrims and strangers here.
Mm.
See, that's why we are pilgrims and strangers here. We are not wrong. We are not settled here at all. No, my brother. Amen.
Amen.
If you feel comfortable here, then there's something wrong. Amen. So looking at our scripture again, it said Jesus was made a little lower than the angels. And we know why. Because he said by the grace of God, he would be able to taste what? Death for every man. See, because the penalty that was upon man, the penalty was what? Death. Because God himself had what? Spoken. That the penalty of sin is death. And he can never take his word back. So man has to be stinged by what? The bee of death.
Amen.
And when the bee of death stings man, that will be the end. Because man has no power to live himself back again.
Amen.
So, Jesus allowed himself to be made a little lower than the angels.
Amen.
Or to be made in the likeness of man. So that he can take that sting upon himself, because he can what? Live back
again.
Amen. He has the power. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So he told the bee of death that, look, you cannot sting my daughter. Amen.
Amen.
Isn't it so great?
Amen.
You are to be stunned. By the bee of death. Then someone comes. Don't touch her. Here I am. I'm taking her place.
Hey,
see, these are the things that we need always to consider. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, and death saw the whole thing and said, oh yes, that's very good. Because you have been a torment to my kingdom. So, if you have given yourself, okay, I'm going to sting you. Amen.
Amen.
So, the prophet, giving a dua, I said, he could see Jesus carrying his own cross. Oh, through the gates of Damascus. And the bee was hovering around. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, waiting for the time for him to what? Sting him. And he said, he finally stung Jesus Christ. And we all know, as the prophet described it, that when a bee stings, the stinger remains in the person's flesh.
Amen.
And that bee can never sting again. He can't. Because he has what? He's toothless. Like the time when they took all my tooth, eh? Praise the Lord. I forgot, I wanted to buy something and the whole thing just said. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See? Death is toothless.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The sting is in the flesh of what? Of Emmanuel. And he carried everything onto what? Onto the cross. Amen.
Amen.
So the prophet was saying something here. He said, that's the reason God had to be made flesh. He took the stinger of death into his flesh. And he pulled the stinger out of death. He said, blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, death can wound and sting, but it cannot hurt you.
Amen.
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 And so he said, Paul, when he felt the being human around him, death was coming right on. He said, oh, death, where is your sting?
Amen.
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 Where is your sting? Death was what? See? It has become what? Death has become, to us, it is what? It is just a scarecrow.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Scarecrow. He has no power. So when he said he was human around Paul, it was there Paul asked death, oh, death, where is your sting? Where is it? You are just what? making what? Threatening and order. You have no power to sting me. Amen.
Amen.
Said Paul could point to Calvary where it was left in the flesh of Emmanuel. Where is thy victory? But thank be to God who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Now, we are coming to, oh grave, where is thy victory? Amen. You know, Jesus said in John 11:25, he said, I am the resurrection and the life.
Amen.
Amen. And whosoever believeth in me.
Yeah, thank you.
He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live.
Amen.
Amen.
26.
Hallelujah.
And whosoever liveth.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
You and I now. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. He said, believeth thou this?
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. Amen. He is the resurrection and the life. Now, my brother, think about it. How can you put the resurrection and the life into a grave?
Oh, yes, sir. Not possible.
In the Message Book, Restoration of the Bright Tree, 1962. If you have an old one, it is page 18, paragraph 1. If you have the new one, it is paragraph 103. He said, oh, there was a law in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And that law is in man. I want to hear amen.
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 Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There was a law in Christ. And that law is in you and me.
Amen.
Amen.
That you can bury him in the deepest grave. Or the deepest sea. Or in the lowest hell. He said, there is a law of the Spirit of God that will raise him up again.
Amen.
See? Amen. Every spoken word of God has to come to pass.
Amen.
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 Every spoken word of God has to come to pass.
Amen.
It becomes law. Amen.
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 Let there be light.
Amen.
There was light.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, all things are possible to them that believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a law.
Amen.
It is true. Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. Because, if you like, I'll give you an example. Abraham believed.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And something that was not possible became possible.
Amen.
So all things are possible.
Mm.
100 years, wife, 90 years. Oh, amen.
Amen.
So every spoken word is a law. It has to come to pass.
Amen.
Amen. Mm. So he said here, that's the reason, the law of life that was in Christ. When the word was spoke and said, I will not suffer my Holy One to see corruption, neither will I leave his soul in hell, that settles it.
Amen.
That's the law. I will not leave my Holy One to see corruption. Neither will I leave his soul in hell. That's the Lord of God.
Amen.
He has spoken it. Amen.
Amen.
So that settles it. So you cannot keep the resurrection and the life in the grave. Oh, grave, where is your victory?
Amen.
Amen. God has spoken. And he said, there wasn't enough time. There wasn't enough devils. There wasn't enough anything. in that grave till his body began to what? To rot. Mm. Nothing can
keep
him in the grave.
Amen.
Amen. Because the law of God will bring the word to pass.
Amen.
The law of God by the Holy Spirit bring any promise to pass.
Amen.
Every promise in this book.
Amen.
Every chapter. Every
Amen.
Verse.
Amen.
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 Will come to pass.
Yes.
Amen.
Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away.
Amen.
The promise that you get it is that regardless of the condition, regardless of the condition, as long as it's spoken, it has to come to pass.
Amen.
So when he said, Lazarus, come forth.
Amen. Amen.
Regardless of what the condition. Regardless of it. That's why, my brother, my sister, if we will believe, then all things are possible.
Amen.
That is what is the law of God. Amen. It has to come to pass. Regardless, regardless, regardless of the situation. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, David, look at Goliath. Say, I will what? I will cut off your head.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Regardless of what, the huge man that's standing there is not looking at the circumstances.
That's right.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Joshua, that day, Jordan has overflown his bank. He said, sanctify yourself. Tomorrow we are crossing this river.
Amen.
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 If only you believe. All things are possible.
Yes, sir. Amen.
That's the law of God. It should. It won't fail because you believe it.
Amen.
As many that believe it in me, them I will make what the sons of God. Amen. He said, and by his own death and burial and resurrection, he proved this law to be what? To be right. Said Jesus himself said, you destroy this building, I will raise it up again in 3 days. See? He said, personal pronoun. I will raise it up again. Amen. He said, he knew the law of God. Here is it now. Jesus knew the law of God that has spoken about him. That he will not leave his holy one
Amen.
To see corruption.
Amen.
Neither will he leave his anointed one to what? In hell. So he knew the law of God. That is where maybe you and I, we are missing out.
Amen.
We don't know the law of God. Amen. And even if we know it at all, the faith to believe is not there.
Amen.
Oh, my brother, my sister. You see where we are standing.
Amen.
Amen. He said Jesus knew the law of God. And we must also know the law that speaks about us. All the law that are there for us, my brother, my sister.
Amen.
Is that he knew what it was. He knew it to have to work according to the word.
Amen.
See? He knew that it had to work. So as you approach, you take a word, a promise. Know that it's going to work according to the word.
Amen.
Is that he knew that the word of God had been spoken through a prophet and said, I will not suffer my Holy One to see corruption. See, Jesus looked at that law and he said, that settles it. The prophet repeated that twice. He said, that settles it. That settles it. Amen. Because it has already been spoken. and nothing can change it. So we must also know tonight that the same law is in us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The same law is in us. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, in that same spirit.
Amen.
That raised Christ from the dead.
Amen.
Dwells in you.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, amen. It will quicken all your mortal bodies.
Amen.
Oh, that song you know already.
Amen.
In that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, dwell in you, dwell in you. In the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, dwell in you, dwell in you. It will quicken your mortal bodies. In the same spirit, dwell in you. The same spirit! Oh, it's in you, my brother.
Amen.
Oh, great, where is your victory?
Amen.
Is that then the Lord of God got to work by that word?
Amen.
And God speaks something. Now listen. And God speaks something, and that is the law. And the Holy Spirit is here to enforce that law. The prophet said, amen.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is here to enforce that law for the believer.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
My brother believer is here.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Believer, yes, sir, your name is so great, eh?
Amen.
He said the Holy Spirit is here, huh? To enforce the law. Whatever you the promise that you take, huh? He said the Holy Spirit is here to enforce the law.
Amen.
And then the prophet said, amen. For the believer.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Said, you have been ordained to do so.
Amen.
Amen.
And brethren, let's take the promises, the word of God. Is that you have been already ordained to do so. And it takes a believer.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. You got to have the badge of a believer. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Then the prophet says, somebody says, you got power. The prophet says, no. But we got what? Authority.
Amen.
Amen. We got what? Authority. Does it? Not power, but authority.
Amen.
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 You see, the thing is, the power, that's why the prophet said, we don't go to prayer meetings and say, Lord, give us power. The power already is in you.
Amen. Amen.
But the faith to use that power, yeah, brings authority in your hands.
Amen.
It's authority.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
He said, we haven't got enough power to do what? Nothing. But you see, the faith, the authority that you carry along, they will bring what things to pass.
Amen.
Amen. And the prophet gave an instance of that policeman. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, that Hallelujah. Policeman, he said, draw his hat down. He's a, he's a lanky policeman.
Amen.
Oh, he's a dressing in. But they couldn't get probably the correct size for him. Amen. The prophet said, he's even a little than me.
Amen.
Amen.
So, the normal size dresses they give to the police people, they couldn't get the size of his own is a little bit bigger. Amen. Amen. What power is in this man? Is that he cannot even stop a word? A pony that runaway pony. He cannot even stop him. But when he pulls on, oh hallelujah,
amen.
That authority, the badge, the authority, and takes his whistle. Amen.
Amen.
And put on his gloves and goes along the streets.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Set a trailer with what, 200 tongues and all other things. He just blew his whistle with one hand like this. It has to quick. It has to stop.
Amen.
Amen.
Lanky, lanky man. But because he's wearing what? The authority. Amen.
Amen.
He's wearing the authority. And what is the authority? The Holy Ghost.
Amen.
So put on the garments.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's always put on the garments of authority.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen.
Then we can what? Bring down every powers of the enemy. We bring them down because we are wearing our authority.
Amen.
Put on the whole armor of God. Amen.
Amen.
And we can pull down all imaginations. Can pull down all high places. Amen.
Amen.
Let's put on what? The authority. And then, you know the story I told you about that 8-year-old boy.
Amen.
Amen. He was holding the master's authority.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
See, he stood by the master's way.
Amen.
I don't know if all of you were here. You didn't hear the story. You know Napoleon Bonaparte?
Mm-hmm.
That Frenchman was conquering the whole of Europe.
Amen.
He became so great, they called him the Great Napoleon. But one day he met his Waterloo. That was the Battle of Waterloo. A young British soldier, who is the Duke of Wellington. Amen. He fought a battle in Waterloo and defeated what Napoleon. Amen. And so, the fame of Napoleon shifted to what? Shifted to this Duke of Napoleon and this Duke of Wellington. He was what? Known the whole of Europe. The Duke of Wellington had been able to defeat Napoleon. Really popular man. His name was spread everywhere. And one day, he was with some of his soldiers and he was just strolling. Came to this farm. There was a poor farmer. And his farm, there is a road behind. And people, instead of to go by his farm this way and that way to join the road, they just cross his farmland. And they made what? They were what? Destroying things in his farm. So he made a small gate, put a bar there. And answered, he's an 8-year-old farmhand. You know, those days, because of poverty, someone can take a small boy, just go and help this man in his farm so that we can get something. Praise the Lord. So this small boy, the master told him, look, don't go and stand by the bar. Don't allow anyone to pass through.
Mm.
The boy now with his authority in his hand. Oh, the master's word.
Amen.
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 It's in his hand.
Amen.
The master says no one passes through the farm.
Amen.
That settles it.
Amen.
He has what? Authority.
Amen.
In his hands. It's not power. Amen. Authority in his hands. Because with power, you can just kick him and throw him somewhere. No, he has no strength.
But he was holding on to what? Authority.
Mm.
And so,
the Duke of Wellington got there, he wanted to pass through the farm. And said, boy, put the bar down, I want to pass through. No. Oh, do you know me? It doesn't matter. It matters not. I said, boy, look, I'm the Duke.
See, the boy has heard about him, how great he is, and today was opportunity for him to meet this great man,
So the Duke thought that now he has been able to convince him. Because he's so popular, the boy will just let down the bar. He said, now, let down the bar, let him pass. And the boy straightened his face again. No. So the soldiers had wanted to go and check the bar. He said, stop. We have to take the long way. Immediately they turned going. They didn't go any far. He heard a boy shouting, Master, Master! Oh, I've done what great Napoleon could not do. I've turned back the Duke of Wellington. Said, the Duke of Wellington heard this and said, my. If I could get my soldiers, an army with the character of this boy, I will defeat the whole world.
Amen.
See, man is looking for an army, but God is looking for one man that can surrender to him and stay by his word.
Amen.
Like this small boy.
Amen.
That you never allow the bar down, regardless of what the condition. Regardless of what the condition, never allow the bar down. Oh, he turned back the Duke of Wellington. Amen. Now, the question is, was his death necessary? Amen. The prophet said, because there was an atmosphere. An atmosphere was hanging over the earth because of sin. Amen. And he said, prayer could not what reach God. Prayer could not reach God. So my brother, my sister, let's look at this atmosphere. The atmosphere we create ourselves. Over our home, over ourselves, over the church. My brother, my sister, if that atmosphere is an atmosphere of sin, an atmosphere of doubts, an atmosphere of, whatever you have, praise God. Prayer cannot reach. So let's look at the atmosphere. Very well, my brother. Amen. But one thing is that, he said, prayer could not come up because the atonement wasn't made. So Jesus Christ, that's why he went, he accepted what? The sting of death. And was put in the grave, but grave could not contain him. Amen.
Amen.
And through that the prophet said he broke through every veil. Broke through the veil of sickness, broke through the veil of sin, broke through the veil of weary, broke through the veil of distress, broke every veil. Amen. Jesus breaks every veil. Amen. Said, the prophet said prayer could not come up because atonement wasn't what? Oh, but tonight we can look at Calvary where the atonement was made.
Amen.
Where every veil has been broken. Nothing can stop your prayer tonight. Amen. Take what? The word is the law. Believe it. Amen. It has to come to pass.
Amen.
So, great. Where is your victory? Amen. Grave is death is swallowed up with what? Swallowed up and victory. Grave, where is your victory? We have an empty tomb to prove he's alive. See? And he said, when he died, he went to the region of the lost to preach. To the souls that repented not in the days of Noah. Amen. And tonight, he's still on the job.
Amen.
He's still on the job. The word is always true. The word is the law. It can never fail. Amen. We see that our Lord Jesus Christ always working. Always working. And then the prophet said, now,
come through, and he said when he went down, he come through and picked up Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and on the third day he arose, and those that slept in the grave arose with him. Oh, hallelujah! No wonder the poet said, living he loved me. Dying he saved me. Buried he carried my sins up far away. Rising he justified freely forever.
And
someday he's coming, oh glorious day. My brother, we look at what? The memorial he's left us. The empty tomb. Amen. Said, someday he's coming.
Amen.
Glorious day. The children of Israel, they were looking at what? Dry bones of what? Joseph. And it assured them that someday they were going out. That was not their home. Someday they are going out. My brother, today we look at the empty tomb also and say, someday he's coming. Oh, glorious day.
Amen.
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 Oh, so don't you see, brother, sister? The whole thing is what? It's grace. The grace of God. Because he said, Jesus was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. Amen. That by the grace of God, amen,
amen,
he will what? Taste death for every man.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And when he died, said, grave could not keep him. Amen. We have an empty tomb, which is our memorial. We look and see that one of these days is coming. The musicians can come, we will sing that song, living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried all my sins away, rising he justified forever, freely forever. Someday he's coming. Oh, glorious day.
Amen.
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 Oh, yes, sir. It is not what you do. It is not what you do,
Amen.
It is what he has already done for you.
Amen.
It's not what you are doing, it's what he has already done. And so all the promises here is already done. Oh, amen.
Amen.
It is a law that has to come to pass. All that we need, all is what? To believe it and stand by it. Amen. Not lowering anything down. Amen.
Amen.
Any chance to come to pass. Praise the Lord. Chance to come to pass. So whatever is on your heart tonight, whatever promise you've taken, the Lord will show you. One day when heaven was filled with his praises. One day when heaven was filled with his praises. One day when sin was as bad as could be. Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin. But amongst men my example. He loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified freely forever, one day is coming, oh glorious day, one day they led him up Calvary's mountain, one day they nailed him. Die on the tree, suffering anguish, despised and rejected, bearing our sins, my Redeemer is he. Living in a happy, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified. Forever, someday is coming, oh glory. wept in the grave. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. And let's see. So one day the grave could not conceal him no longer. One day the stone rolled away from the door. Then he arose over death. He had conquered. Now he's ascended. My Lord forever. Living he loved me. Dying he saved me. Buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified really forever. And one day he's coming. Oh, glorious day. Amen. Great. Where is your victory? Death is swallowed up. Amen.
Amen.
Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day is coming, a glorious day. Living, he loved me, dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified.
That law is in you.
Amen.
Amen. And that whatever you say, that word has to come to pass. Because he broke through every veil. Amen. Anything that is of a resistance, he has broken every barrier, everything. And so now everything is clear. The word is there. The promises are there. So as many that will believe, them he gave power to become the sons of God. Amen. And all things are possible to them that believe. Oh, grave could not hold him. My brother, my sister, you can never die. You die.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We will never die. Grave, where is your victory?
Amen.
My sister, Lillian, you will never die. Eh? Amen.
Amen.
You will never die. He has paid that price already. Oh, when death is coming, say, hey. When sickness is coming, say, hey. Look, it's in the flesh of Emmanuel.
Amen.
It's in the flesh of Emmanuel. Get out from here.
Amen.
Oh, it's toothless. Rest in the chorus once again. Oh,
dying to save me. Buried, carried. Far away, rising, he justified freely forever. One day is coming, oh glorious day.
Oh,
living he loved me, dying he saved me. Buried he carried my sins far away.
I know your word is the law. And Father, you said that law is in me also. Grave could not hold you. Nothing can what stop me. Father, you thank you, the Lord. You have made me to stand in the same position where you were. That same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is in me. And so nothing can stand before me.
I believe it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So tonight, his word is the law. And it has to come to pass.
He said, just believe it.
Take the authority into your hands. Stay by his word. Don't allow doubt to pass through.
Amen.
Don't allow any doubts to pass through your territory.
Amen.
Don't let them doubt the bad down.
Amen.
Stay by the word of your master.
Amen.
Nowhere true. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight, let's put our request before him. We have just 10 minutes. Let's see the Lord. I come to my altar. Your altar, the real altar is your heart. Meet him there now and speak to him.
Amen.
Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that, Lord, you have broken through every veil. Because, Lord Jesus, there's nothing that can stop your word of God fulfilling in our lives. Lord Jesus, we believe tonight, oh God, that as long as it has been spoken, nothing can stop it, Lord. Lord Jesus, tonight, come to your presence, Lord. Believe in the Lord Jesus, nothing, oh God, reign. Where is your victory? Sickness, where is your victory? Brethren, let us always in our crosses remember amongst ourselves all the need of one another.
Amen.
Let's keep each and every one. Let's take the priesthood upon ourselves.
Amen.
Carrying our brother to the presence
Amen.
Of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Carrying our sister to the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Always let's remember the church, the brethren that has brought this revelation of building a house to the glory of God. Let's always remember that also in prayer in our courses. Let's remember our pastor all the time in prayer.
Amen.
And our precious sister, patience here.
Amen.
Let's always keep her in prayer.
Amen.
When the Lord has spoken.
Yes.
Nothing can change it.
Amen.
That's what we are standing on.
We believe it, Lord.
That it is a law. Said the law that was in Christ is in us also.
Amen.
And so we bring every works of the enemy down.
Amen.
We are not going to allow anyone to pass through.
Amen.
We will never let down the bar.
Amen.
We believe in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
As we ask our priest brother George to process in prayer.
Father, we thank thee for your goodness. Amen. Father, Lord, our brother was gone. Father, to your will to help. Lord, the various operations and procedures. But Lord, this come back brighter and stronger.
Amen.
Father, we thank thee for your goodness, your kindness.
Yes.
For Lord, the way those dentists and doctors, Father, handled him. They didn't just handle him, they handled the child of God.
Amen. Amen.
Pray your blessing, Lord, even upon their businesses for the sacrifice.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Pray, Father, your blessing, Lord, even upon them. Lord, Father, even as individual brethren and sisters, brothers,
yes.
Or maybe just men and women, Lord, that made sacrifices
That's
to
true.
Make all
That's
things
true.
To work
That's
out
true, Lord.
Amen. Father, we don't know the detail and we don't know the death of the sacrifice.
Oh,
but Jesus, how we would desire that, Lord, one day when all is said and done, and we cross over, Father, to that great kingdom on that resurrection morning.
Jesus.
Father, Lord, God, on that, Lord, Savior, Father, second resurrection, Lord, Father, you would say, Father, come in. Yours is the kingdom.
Yes.
Father, for as much as you have done unto these little ones, you have done it unto me.
Amen.
And we believe, Lord, Father, many are acting out their part by the deeds they do for your children, Lord God.
Yes, Lord,
they may never come to know this truth like we know it, O God, but just in an act of, Lord, Father, kindness, Father, they receive eternity, O God.
Amen.
We pray, your grace, O God.
Jesus.
Deliver, Lord, and grant grace, Lord, to the God. For, Lord, we are, Father, the children of light, and wherever we go, Father, our feet are always, Lord, Savior,
Jesus,
Father, prepared with the gospel of truth, O God. Lord, help us as we journey through this life, that we give life, Lord, Father, to, Father, them of this world that are in darkness, O God. Father, we pray for every individual brother here tonight, from the pulpit, Lord God. Bless and restore virtue unto our brother Maxwell. Father, give him grace that he, Lord, Savior, would have the tools that he requires to do the job, Lord, that he needs to do. Father, we can't imagine how he would have preached, Lord, Father, if he, Lord, Savior, Father, didn't have his teeth back, O God. But we say, Lord, Savior, in humbleness and thankfulness, O God, that, Lord, you made everything possible for this service tonight. And he had to be here tonight, O God. We pray, Father, for Brother Will. Father, you know him, his family, Lord. His desires, Lord, Savior. Father, things may seem quiet now, but Lord, I'm looking, Lord, Savior, ahead. When, Lord, the burning project has caught him, Father, in such a way that, Lord, he won't even have time for himself, for his family, O God.
Amen.
I'm believing, O God, Father, as we are praying now, that one day, Lord, Savior, Father, things will kick off. Father, there'll be, Lord, Savior, the various requirements as king. Father, who's, Lord, Savior, acquainted with this work knows, O God. Father, the foundations and the cornerstones, whatever, O God, we believe, Lord, Savior, thou hast risen our brother for that specific purpose, O God. Lord, to see this project through, as our brother Max has mentioned, O God. Bless our brother, prepare, Lord, Savior, for times ahead, Lord, Savior, God. For we believe, Lord, Father, O God, we come to a time when we move from these places, O God, and we move into a place of our own, O God. We pray for our brother Vergus as treasurer as well. Father, he may be looking, Lord, at empty accounts today, but we are believing, Lord, Savior, by your grace, O God. And as we pray, Father, oh, we look back even to these prayers. Father, one day, Lord, Savior, he'd have nowhere to store the money, Lord, Savior, that, Lord, Savior, you would provide, O God. Lord, we believe, Lord, there'd be more than the 500,000 required, Lord, Savior. Father, we'd have, Lord, Savior, large amounts of money, Lord, Savior, that our brother, Lord, Savior, who you have made trustful, Lord, Savior, and faithful with a little, Lord, Savior, God, he'd be able to handle, Lord, Savior, all that, Lord, Savior, God. We pray your blessing, Lord, even upon this project, Lord, Savior, God. Father, bless Brother Vergus, his family, Lord. We pray, Father, for our brother, Lord, Savior, as well. Father, Brother Mike, Lord, you know, Lord, Savior, Lord, his needs as they work, even upon projects, O God. Father, you prosper them, Lord, Savior, and the greatest project of his life at the moment, Lord. Father, is that, Lord, Savior, life that we are waiting in a great expectation to see? Father, you prosper my brother, Lord, Savior. Lord, we can't wait for the day when we, Lord, Savior, visit the sister, Father, at the routine, at the coup, wherever, Lord, Savior. But we go there, Lord, with joys of gladness, Lord, Savior God. And we hear the cries of a baby, Lord, Savior God. Prosper, Lord, and bless them, Lord, Savior. And as our brother, Lord, Savior, is looking out for various projects with the other brothers, Lord, Savior, help them that they come up with devices and plans, Lord. How we'd be able, Lord, to come, Lord, Savior, up with these figures required, Lord, Savior God. We pray tonight for Brother Joel. You bless him, Lord. Prosper, Lord, Savior. Father, oh God, taking time to come out, Lord, to hear your word. We believe you have a part for him, Lord, Father, even in this great project, Lord, Savior. Prosper, oh brother, as we fit in, Lord, to this program, Lord, Savior God. Remembering, Lord, Sister Natchez as well. She has a part to play, for Lord, she's here,
Lord Savior, as part and parcel, Lord.
Amen.
Give her grace, give her wisdom, Lord. Help her, Lord Savior, as she, Lord, finds some way, Lord Savior, Father, to, Lord, Father, fit into the program,
yes,
to contribute, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we think of Sister Lillian as well.
Amen.
As she, Lord Savior, is working, Lord, as well, on her projects as well. Father, we pray that you who prosper Israel throughout the wilderness, Lord,
Amen.
Would prosper our sister, Lord Savior. Oh God, as you said, that whatever, oh God, your children, Lord Father, desire to do,
Amen.
You will prosper that, Lord Savior.
Amen.
Give our sister grace, give her great courage, Lord, as she's,
yes.
Lord Savior, a perseverant person,
yes.
Lord, to go on, Lord, and Lord Savior, Father, generate, Lord Savior,
Amen.
Father, even extra funds, Lord,
Amen.
Father, for this great project, Lord, and
yes.
even for her life, Lord Savior, as an individual, Lord.
Thank
prosper,
you.
Lord Savior, your children. We pray, Father, for Lord God, Lord Savior, even my family as they travel tomorrow,
Amen.
Father, you give grace, Lord,
Amen.
Give mercy, Lord Savior, and even to my wife with the skill she has,
Amen.
Father, to sow, Lord, it's still a project there, Lord Savior, God.
Amen.
We think of Brother Ellie as well, Father, Lord, his family, Lord Savior,
Amen.
Bless them, Lord, Father, oh God, it is not office, Lord, in the church, Father, you have a part for him and a portion for him to play. Maybe, Lord Savior, he will, Lord Savior, provide, Lord, even the doors and the door frames. We don't know, Lord Savior, what his purpose is, Lord, until, Lord Savior, we all, Savior, find our positions in the body of Christ and act out those positions, Lord Savior God. We ask in your grace, Lord, give us, Lord Savior, as we desire, Father, means to make, Lord Savior, Father, the plans, Lord, to work out, Lord.
Yes.
For the greatest requirement now, Lord Savior, is financial, Lord Savior God.
Amen.
Father, you bless us, Lord, financially.
Yes.
We promise, Lord Savior, that we pour out to your church, Lord Savior.
Yes.
God.
Yes.
Father, you open the windows of heaven unto us, Lord God.
Yes.
And we, Lord Savior, in turn, can, Lord Savior, be a blessing, Lord, to this project, Lord Savior
yes.
God. For how can you work outside of man, Lord Savior God? Father, you work through us, Lord Savior, the
Amen.
Body. And as you, Lord Savior, bless us, we, Lord Savior, will be faithful, Father. Not only times, Lord, but Lord Savior, Lord God, in a great abundance of offering,
yes,
Lord Savior, God.
Jesus.
Lord, Father, we, Lord Savior, say to thee, as Lord Savior, we are here tonight, Father,
Amen.
Just try us, Lord, and prove us, oh God.
Amen.
And we promise to be faithful, oh God.
Amen.
Lord, we not hold any back, Lord. But we will give, Lord Savior, in abundance as you have, Lord Savior.
Yes, Lord.
Bless us as we part. And we thank you for this word, Lord. Father, you bless the word to our hearts.
Amen.
Bless the word to our bodies, Lord.
Yes,
and our bodies to the service, Lord.
Yes.
Father, of thee, O King. Lead us and guide us, Lord.
Yes.
As Lord Savior, in our workplaces, colleges, whatever, Lord.
Amen.
Father, you continue to guide us, Lord.
Yes.
Lead us to those that are lost. We ask, Lord, for your grace. Bless the pastor. Bless his family, Lord.
Amen.
Bless Brother David, Lord,
yes,
Father, Sister Shida, the
medics
persist, Lord God. But we are believing, Lord, it's all gone, Lord.
Amen.
Father, give a complete deliverance, Lord. So then we pray.
Amen.
Father, we pray for the church. Father, here in Dublin, bless us, keep us, oh God.
Yes.
Grant us grace, Lord, that when we come again Friday, oh God,
yes,
may we come, Lord, Savior, to thine house. Father, with great expectation,
Amen.
Waiting, Lord Savior, for through the pulpit, Lord,
yes,
Father, plans and projects can come, Lord Savior God.
Amen.
We believe, Lord Savior, Father, the greatest businessman is you, Jesus.
Amen.
And Lord, Father, we believe, Lord, you can give us great ideas or prosper the ideas we have.
Yes,
we ask now for your grace. Part with us, Lord. Keep us along the roads. And we bless your name as we part. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Can we sing the chorus again?